USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump said on Wednesday he may cut off funding to schools that don't reopen from lockdowns imposed by governors across the nation. The president making those comments on Twitter, Vice President Mike Pence was asked about the president's comments during a White House coronavirus task force briefing and says,
look, we're going to respect those unique communities that may have challenges, that have rising cases or rising positivity. As the debate in Congress goes forward about additional resources, we're going to look to build in incentives for states to go forward. But the president's made it clear, and I think most parents in America would agree with him, that we got to get our kids back to school, and we got to get them back into the classroom.
National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien saying President Trump is going to take significant action on China in the coming weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the coronavirus pandemic is clearly not over, and the single best thing Americans can do is wear a mask.
It's clear it's the right thing to do. It's time for us to take responsibility not only for our own health, but for the health of others.
Speaking with reporters, the Kentucky Republican says the GOP wants to wait and see regarding the status of COVID-19 before deciding on another congressional relief package.
I can tell you confidently it won't be $3 trillion. That bill is not going anywhere. And in terms of the amount, we'll let you know when we announce it.
The Kremlin announced last week that 78% of Russian voters supported changing their constitution to permit Vladimir Putin to remain president of the Russian Federation until 2036. State Department spokesman Morgan Ortegas saying they're troubled by the recent actions by the Russian government. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump has formally started the withdrawal of the United States from the World Health Organization. Now, reacting to that news, former Vice President and presumptive 2020 Democratic nominee Joe Biden, who says if elected president, he'll get the United States right back into the WHO. As far as what this move means, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire tells Fox News it's very complicated.
Well, Neil, this is a very complicated subject, and I can tell you that a lot of people are feeling very confused and very upset when it comes to the World Health Organization, feeling that they were potentially misled in the beginning and maybe even continues to be so. I do think that there is a role for the World Health Organization in our fight against public health and global pandemics. So severing those ties, I'm not actually sure, you know, if there are stipulations in place, if this is something that is going to happen, if metrics aren't met. I don't necessarily know the details there, but I can tell you that the World Health Organization does play a vital role when it comes to the public health of our world. So I really hope that we can come together as many countries to fight not only COVID-19, but future pandemics to come.
Walgreens is set to open hundreds of doctor offices inside its drugstores across the United States. They are partnering with VillageMD to offer scheduled appointments, walk-ins, home visits, and telemedicine. The clinics will be built inside the existing buildings with exam rooms and a waiting area. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.